papers, please. Novak Djokovic detention sparks Australian investigation into other unvaccinated tennis players. By Nathaniel Charles on January 7, 2022. Australia launched an investigation into the visas of other visiting unvaccinated tennis players Friday after the detention pending deportation of superstar Novak Djokovic. Djokovic, 34, is currently ranked number one in the world. The Serbian has been detained by Australian Border Force, ABF, officials after they denied his vaccine medical exemption and revoked his visa, as Breitbart News reported. More foreign tennis players could be following him as reports emerge at least two other unvaccinated tennis players were able to make it through Australian customs with medical exemptions. Djokovic is currently being held in an immigration detention hotel, waiting so he can challenge the ABF's decision to deny him entry in a federal circuit court appeal on Monday. Home Affairs Minister Karen Andrews told local outlet Channel 9 Djokovic is not being detained and is free to leave at any time that he chooses to do so, and Border Force will actually facilitate that if he wishes to return to Serbia. Andrews also mentioned there was intelligence that indicated there are some other individuals currently in Australia that have not met the entry requirements and the Australian authorities are going to investigate them, the BBC reports. Andrews, speaking on Australian radio show 4BC, confirmed the ABF is currently investigating foreign tennis players, but did make the point that everyone who has come into the country could have the correct documentation. Andrews warned if players didn't meet Australian entry requirements that ABF will take the appropriate action, which in this case is arrest and deportation. Supporters of Djokovic have taken to the streets in Australia and held vigils outside his hotel after Djokovic's father Sergen called for their support. Those who rallied outside the hotel, which is normally used to house alleged refugees, reportedly were disgusted Djokovic was in isolation during the Russian Orthodox Christmas that takes place on the 7th of January. In Djokovic's native country of Serbia, Prime Minister Aleksandar Vučić branded Djokovic's treatment as harassment and added Serbian authorities will be using international public law to fight for justice and truth. There has also been anger from Australians about the initial vaccine medical exemption granted to Djokovic after they were pressured into taking the vaccine to meet coronavirus passport requirements, only to see celebrities potentially be granted an exemption.